Scholastic Audio presents Spirit Animals, Book 1, Wild Born, by Brandon Mull, read by Nicola Barber. Chapter 1. Brigan. Given a choice, Connor would not have picked to spend the most important birthday of his life helping Devin Trunswick get dressed. In all honesty, he would not have volunteered to help Devin Trunswick do anything, ever. But Devin was the eldest son of Eric, the Earl of Trunswick, and Connor was the third son of Fenray, herder of sheep. Fenray had incurred debts to the Earl, and Connor was helping to work them off as a servant to Devin. The arrangement had begun over a year ago, and was set to last at least two more. Connor had to hook each fiddly clasp on the back of Devin's coat correctly, or the folds would hang crooked, and he would hear about it for weeks. The fine material was more decorative than practical. If caught in a storm, Connor knew that Devin would wish for a simpler, more durable coat, one without clasps, one that might actually keep him warm.
"Are you done fussing around back there?" Devin asked in exasperation.
"Sorry for the delay, my lord,"
Connor replied.
"There are 48 clasps. I'm just now linking the four."